Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk broadcast. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And to HighSpeedWeb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, it's not very often that you get the man, the myth, and the legend on the other side of the broadcast table from me, but today we have him. He is direct from Rock Hill, Fort Mill, whatever, the man about South Carolina that I don't think there's a person in the state that you don't know. It's Mr. Brown Simpson.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I went down to Lake Monticello down in Fairfield County on Saturday to a friend's fish fry.
Yeah.
And we were boarding a boat getting ready to go out to this little island where these guys were camping out. They were going to do the fish fry. And I look over and I see this guy on this other boat and I said, Russell, director of Fairfield County Parks and Recreation, Russell Price. And I heard some guys on the boat say, he knows that people everywhere. So I do know a lot of people and I'm very fortunate to, I guess, have the personality to meet people, know people, and just try to be a positive person.
Well, we're just honored to be in your presence today.
I'm just honored to be in your presence today.
Brown Simpson, by the way, besides being an excellent football play-by-play broadcaster, which he does seasonally for OTS Media, you getting ready for the season?
Yes, sir. This will be my 15th, and before we went on the air, I told you it's been an honor to be a part of high school football on the OTS Sports Network, and this will be number 15. And I can't thank you and Alan enough for your trust in me.
Well, you do a great job, pal. But he also has another job that pays the bills.
That's right.
Which is the director of the Fort Mill Parks and Recreation Department. And that's why we're here today. Because I have to think, Bram, that your world has been turned upside down. First of all, what have you been doing since, like, early March?
March 16th.
When all this blew up.
Well, we've been at work. I've been at work every day. We did, for our staff, just to make it safe from a social distancing standpoint when we were, all this came about, the COVID-19, we did put our staff on working every other day. And that was our maintenance staff and our programming staff. The last 2 weeks, everybody's been back at work. They were still doing their job duties and everything, just like I was. And I didn't miss a day. I've been there every day. Since all this came about, Manning, but just trying to put a plan together that changes on a daily basis. You know, when town council, Fort Mill Town Council, canceled everything under emergency ordinance and put everything suspended, that was our youth sports programs, that was our parks, that was any type of activity that we were in charge of, and they did that March the 16th. Just kind of waiting to see how this whole COVID-19 pandemic would play out and trying to be ready. I'll give you an example. Was our youth sports program. We had over 1,200 kids registered for the spring youth sports, and we were constantly with our programmers trying to put a plan together to kind of see when we would come back from this. And, of course, Governor McMaster last week finally decided that recreation team sports were an important part of South Carolina and of people's daily lives. And he was able to declare with part of the SC Accelerate South Carolina that we could start back on May the 31st with practice and then games on June the 15th. We had to make a decision in Fort Mill, and we had weekly conference calls with our peers, with the city of Rock Hill, the town of Clover, the city of York, and also the city of TKK recreation departments, because we do a lot of sports programming together with them on where we were going to go with this. We ended up last week having to, because we were not going to be able to start games back to June the 15th, and that was only going to give us about a month to get games in. we decided to cancel our spring sports. It was a tough decision. It was a decision that was not made lightly. We did a survey with all of our participants about three weeks prior to that. One of the questions that we asked them, and we found out with the survey, it was about 55.2% people said that they would come back and play for 4 or 5 weeks. We thought we were going to be able to start that at the end of May, 1st of June, but then the governor pushed it back to June the 15th. And then we had 44.8% said that they were not going to be able to play because they had prior commitments. One of the interesting questions that we asked was, if we only allowed one parent to come to a contest, would you be in support of that? 30% of our folks that responded back said no, they would not, and 70%, 30% said yes, that would be okay, 70% said no. So, you know, you're fighting all kind of obstacles, you're trying to do what is right. We looked at all, like I said, different scenarios, and we just came to the realization we were not going to be able to get our spring season in, and it was a hard decision, I will tell you.
So the spring season for the programs you run at Fort Mill would include what? Baseball?
That would include soccer, baseball, which in baseball we start with the kids' T-ball and slugger ball up the coach pitch, 9 and 10, which we call AAA baseball, and then the O-zone was 11 and 12-year-olds. And we had a Dixie boys team at 13 and 14. We had soccer that started at age 4 all the way up to age 14. And then we had a spring basketball program, a spring volleyball program, and I think I'm listing all of them. And softball, excuse me, fast pitch softball program, which started at age 8 and went to age 12. So, you know, a lot of kids that we're sorry that we were not able to provide that, but with the circumstances, we did the best we could do, and we want to make sure that we, number one, err on the side of safety right now, but also, two, we understand that people have commitments going on over into the summer months. So, and with that deadline of June the 15th starting games, we just couldn't do it.
All right, with that being said, Brown, when you take a look at all those sports, soccer and baseball and volleyball and basketball and softball, I mean, how many kids are we talking about that would be involved collectively in all these sports?
Over 1,200 that we had registered.
Ooh-hoo.
Then you've got to think about, too, we've got the volunteer coaches that we could not run these programs without. So making sure that if we were able to bring this back, that we could do this in a safe manner. Also, too, you and I talked about going back on the air about what they're looking at in high school football. Mm. With coaches, making sure they have the mask on and things like that, and the proper PPE, personal protective equipment. So, you know, it's just a lot of scenarios and a lot of things that you have to look at through this whole COVID-19 pandemic.
That's awful. I mean, it's just awful.
It's tough.
So here we have 1,200 young people, girls and boys, who need to recreate. And they got no place to recreate because the programs have been shuttered down through all of this COVID-19 and the governor's orders and what have you. All right. So what you're doing in Fort Mill is being pretty much mirrored in the other cities, Rock Hill?
Yeah, Rock Hill, they did decide to go ahead and start some of their recreation sports, I think, after June the 15th and try to run them for 4 or 5 weeks. The city of T&K is also trying that, also realizing that not everybody's going to participate, you know, talking to Mark Sexton and Joey Blevin, that not everybody's going to participate, and so you're going to have to make some adjustments with some of those teams and everything. The city of York and the town of Clover on this past Monday decided to cancel their spring sports also, too. So, you know, like I said, all these municipalities, I know it was not an easy decision. Also, Manning, this is not only here in York County, it's across the state of South Carolina, it's across the nation.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of recreation providers have had to cancel these activities. Upon recommendations sometimes of here in South Carolina, DHEC, and also to the CDC.
So is it true or false, part and parcel of this would be, do you hire part-time workers to help out with all these sports that you won't be hiring now?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. We hire a lot of part-time folks that help us out with these sports. When you think about not only the part-time workers, how about the game officials that work these games also too? You know, we have a lot of folks that officiate for us in baseball, softball, all these sports that I just mentioned. So they also, too, it impacted them. You know, I talked to our good friend this morning, Coach Jimmy Wallace, who, by the
birthday
way.
Birthday boy today.
Today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Coach.
Big one.
70th.
Big one. He said it, I didn't.
He won't care. Let me just say, he and I were talking today. When this pandemic came about, it was a trickle-down effect.
Oh, yeah.
To everything.
Sure.
Everything, that our normal way of life. So it's just been a true challenge.
You know, and I always remember one of Jimmy Wallace's great comments, that when you're talking about young kids and teenage boys and what have you, you need to make sure that you're working them, playing, you know, just wear them out. What you need to do is wear them out. It keeps them out of trouble and keeps them focused on something that they love doing, which is sports.
Right. And not only kids, but think about it. We've all missed sports.
Oh, yeah.
The last 2 months.
I mean, look at the results.
Whatever level it is.
Look at the results of the viewership on the Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady, oh my gosh, think of the other one, the other football player. They had this charity golf tournament over the weekend. They had 8 million viewers at the highest television ratings for a golf match like ever.
Yeah.
Bigger than Augusta. Bigger than the U.S. Open. I mean, it was amazing. Peyton Manning was the other one.
We're all craving to get back to some type of normalcy with our sports.
Yeah.
Whether it's youth, whether it's adult, whether it's high school, college, professional.
NASCAR tonight.
NASCAR tonight.
Yeah.
Charlotte. So,
yeah,
I mean, exactly, you know, right. We're all missing that.
Yeah.
It's an important part of our life.
All right. Well, there you are. So spring is shuttered. The only good thing about this is you'll probably have a little budget surplus, won't you? Because you haven't had to spend any money on any of this stuff.
We didn't have to spend any money, but we did the right thing, and we refunded all of our participants.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good
for you.
We
felt like that was the right thing to do.
It's the only thing to do.
And we had to do that. So,
good.
Yeah, we did that.
Okay. So now you're trying to take a look at the fall.
Well, we're also taking a look at the summer, because what we offer in Fort Mill is a church summer slow pitch softball league. So we're putting a plan together right now for town council. They meet again on June the 8th. We presented something to them on this past Tuesday, and they wanted us to come back with a little bit more detailed. So we're looking at doing that. And the biggest thing, I think, out of this whole concept of the COVID-19 is one word. Actually, it's two words: social distance.
Actually, I want to correct you, as I was corrected on this program.
All right.
By the National Association of Mental Illness. And as soon as I said social distancing, they said, wait a minute, stop. We are all social animals. The last thing we need to do is to disassociate ourselves from communicating with our friends, whether it be across a couple of tables like you and I are doing now, or whether it be on this phone, texting, or whatever. Use the term physical distancing.
All right, we'll change that.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
I do, too.
Absolutely.
Physical distancing.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the thing that we've got to look at. We've got a plan for our church summer slow pitch, because with physical, I'll use the word physical distancing. You can play church slow pitch softball physical distancing. You can make sure that umpire is back enough where he can see the strike zone or make the call that he needs to, whether it's on the bases. So we're looking at that. We're also looking at how can we make sure we protect the players and the coaches, requiring that coach to have a face mask on, you know, the mask and everything. Not so much the players. It would be an option for them, but three players in the dugouts, looking at positioning behind the dugout. That would be the other place for the physical distancing for the players that couldn't be in the dugout. And for the fans, physical distancing along the left field, right field, fence areas outside that area, also in the outfield too. I know it's not what we're used to, but if we can at least get something going from a standpoint, I think people need this more now than ever.
They need to get outside, that's for sure. So how are you going to handle a slide into third base?
You're not.
I'm sorry, I can't tag you out because you're too close.
Well,
to me.
No, I don't think you can always eliminate that. You're going to have situations that's like, you know, disinfecting a softball. You're not going to always be able to do that. You might be able to do that after a game of disinfecting the bat. You know, it might come down to each player needs to bring their own bats, which a lot of them do now. They bring their own gloves. So it's just different things that we're going to have to look at and become creative. We are already planning on registering for fall sports, not knowing how that's going to look, and we're praying that we're going to be able to get those in. I had a friend of mine that mentioned to me, we don't even really know what the school system's going to look like, and maybe you're going to have schools that go, kids that go half a day, another crowd that goes another half. Maybe we have to have youth sports in the morning, and then maybe also offered at night also too. We're just not sure how all that's going to look, but the sooner the better that we know, it will help us plan in the long run.
We're going to talk about fall in just a moment, but I did get a text message in here from one of your groupies who said to tell Brown that Sparky says hi.
Sparky. Spanky. Spanky.
Now that says...
It should be Spanky, I bet
you. See here. Now, I'm going to go ahead. Now, it says Sparky.
Okay.
That's Sparky.
All right.
You don't know who Sparky is?
No, but I know who Spanky is.
No, I know who Spanky is too, but this is Sparky.
Okay.
I'll tell you who Sparky is.
All right.
All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor this afternoon, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, we hang out here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. I bet your Brown Simpson knows how we do it here. Ready, Brownie? One, hey. Two, three.
Slice, 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 slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Such distinguished people frequent this place. Enjoy that, and the food is delicious.
The salads are the best in town.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Our lives have changed tremendously lately. Founders Federal Credit Union wants you to know we are here for you. While our world right now may be uncertain, your money at Founders is not. Founders Federal Credit Union is fully backed by the NCUA, and Founders members have many ways to access their money at Founders. Our drive-thrus remain open, many with extended hours. Our ATMs are fully serviced. Founders Online and the Founders app are available to you 24/7. Relax. We are your credit union, and we are here for you. Not a member of Founders? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to apply for membership.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke, those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Substation 2 is excellent. It's fresh. The buns just feel like they came out of the oven, and you can't beat the deli meat.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Brown Simpson is with us. He is the big huncho at the Fort Mill Parks and Recreation Department, which is how big, Brownie? I mean, how many people do you have normally working with you?
Three programmers that work for me now, Manning, and then I also have five maintenance guys. And then we have a lot of part-timers that work for us, too. So
I bet you do.
Yeah. Phew. So, and I've got an administrative assistant also, too. So we've got 10 full-time in our department, the rest are part-timers.
And in the course of the year, you mentioned that you had like 1,200 kids that participate in the spring leagues?
We have over about 4,500 kids that play youth sports with us.
4,500 kids.
Yep.
Golly day. Woo. All right, so take me back to fall. Where you're just starting to figure out how you're going to do fall, and you say you might do it in shifts?
Well, it depends on, I think there's still a lot of unknowns there on what school's going to look like. You know, I had a good friend of mine in this same field. He said, we don't know what school's going to be like when it comes back because they have not announced that yet. You know, they could have kids going every other day. They could have kids going in the morning and then maybe some coming back in the afternoon. There's just so many unanswered questions right now on this COVID and what is going to happen. So whatever happens that way, we're going to have to be able to adjust our schedules to make sure that we can do that. Also, too, something we might have to look at, too, is, you know, we might have to go to smaller numbers as far as team sports. Instead of having 11-on-11 football, we might have to have 7-on-7 football. Might have to have 3-on-3 basketball when we get into basketball season in the winter. It's just, I'm not sure yet. And I think it's what's going to be interesting is to see what trends end up developing out there nationally, you know, and what other departments are going to do. So, like I said, this is just not a problem here in York County. This is a national problem.
I was going to say, and of course, nobody's getting together anymore for conventions or what have you. Are you doing any Zoom meetings with your counterparts across
the
country?
Yeah, we've done some conference calls. We've been doing those weekly. Yeah. And then, of course, we do a conference call internally. We do in our department 3 times a week within all the other department heads within the town also, too. So I've been on a lot of Zoom calls with other boards and everything that I'm on with. So
sick of those yet?
I hope it's not the new norm.
No,
but, you
I
know,
it's not the new norm.
Some, I just like that being in front of somebody and being able to talk to them.
Oh, yeah, I got you. All right, so you're right. I mean, if they go to some kind of a shift system in the schools, that will totally dictate what you can do.
Yeah, it's going to change the way
we do things. You may have people playing baseball in the morning and baseball in the afternoon.
Yes, you're exactly right. And that creates a whole other challenge is scheduling officials. I can go keep on going down the line on things.
Oh, my God.
It's yet to be seen.
When you think about it, if the governor was to open up the schools and say, I want the 6 feet of distancing, that's 36 square feet for each child in every classroom, which means those classrooms have got to shrink dramatically.
Yep.
And just the issue of getting them on a bus to school. They say that a bus holds like 55 kids. If you do the distancing thing, maybe 17.
Yeah.
So how are you going to do that?
People making a lot more money than I am.
Oh,
figure that one
boy.
Out.
Oh, boy. Jeez.
So, all right. It's a challenge.
Well, part and parcel of all this. So you're saying basically you're on hold of trying to figure out what you're going to do for the fall.
Yeah, and I'll say this, and this is a statement I'm going to make, Brown Simpson. You know, I think it's going to come down to parents are going to have to make a choice on what they want their child to do. You know, we're going to make sure that we do everything we can do in our department to make each program the safest we can be. I think there's some things that parents are going to have to do, too, from a common sense standpoint. And we see them in the CDC guidelines. If you're sick, you don't come to school. You don't come play in your youth sports activity that day. Need to make sure we do the proper hygiene, wash our hands. Just things like that. Just common sense things that are going to be important, too.
Do you see yourself doing temperature checks with the kids when they come into play?
We are looking. We've got some camps that we're going to have this summer, not sports camps, but other camps that we do. And one of the things that we're going to do is going to do temperature checks on those kids before they come in and just ask a series of questions. I went to the dentist a couple weeks ago. First thing they did was they did that temperature check on me and asked me a series of questions, and then I was good to go in.
You can't walk into a medical office now without that.
Right.
I mean, they don't do that.
One thing that we are going to do, Manning, is we have put together a COVID-19 waiver form.
Well, I was going to ask you about this because everybody is saying, why doesn't the legislature or Congress or somebody create some kind of a waiver for this whole issue that's going to be coming up? It's already popped up about lawsuits brought against cities and towns and what have you, where somebody gets sick with the COVID-19.
Yeah, we have one now that we've already put together, and we have had our town attorney, Barry Mack, has looked that over, and it looks appropriate and everything. And I feel sure my counterparts here in the county, my peers, and also across the state will be doing the same thing also too. So, you know, you just got to have that coverage also too to make sure that we're safe on that. You know, PPE is going to become a big thing too. I think you'll see some kids wearing PPE that want to play. Whether they can breathe in that or not, I think you're going to see officials will also be required to wear that when they can. I think you're going to see older officials that might have an underlying health condition, they won't be officiating anymore. And I think it comes down to you need to make a choice to make sure that you're as safe as you can be, whether you're participating or whether you're officiating. Couple of other things, too. We're not going to be doing any type of handshakes anymore before or after a game. And I think that's a shame because that takes away part of the element of sportsmanship. We try to teach sportsmanship. Whether you win or lose, you always want to shake hands after the games. Also, physical distancing in restrooms, also water fountains. We're going to shut those off at our facilities outside. Just a lot of changes from what we're normal to. But I think that we can make this happen. It's going to take a coordinated effort, but it also, too, is going to be a different way of doing business.
Well, nobody likes change. We all are like that. We're just creatures of habit. And it's one thing to have a little bit of change here and a little bit of change there, but what you're talking about is a wholesale change of everything. When you turn off the water fountains and you have to wear a mask to play baseball, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. You have to sign these waiver forms.
I was telling somebody the other day, when we had the downturn in the economy in 2008, it slowed a lot of things down. But you know what it didn't slow down? We still had kids play youth sports and adults play adult sports.
That's right.
But with this has changed the whole landscape.
Wow.
Nothing like I've ever experienced in my 32 years of being in this profession.
I don't think anybody would say anything different, Brown, no matter what their profession is. You know, they've seen 9/11. They've seen the financial meltdown in 2008. They've seen Hurricane Hugo. They've seen the tech bust. I mean, all those things were pretty significant events in the last 35 years.
Yep.
But none of them shut down the economy. None of them sent people home, don't come into work. And we all, yeah, it's a brand new world.
It is.
It is a brand new world.
It is.
Well, you are, you know, I think that what will be really disheartening is if you do all of this stuff and then you find out there's 10 or 20% of the kids that are going to turn out for this. Won't that be just terrible? You got 1,200 kids that should be out there playing ball this spring and hopefully more than that in the fall. And if they don't show after you've done all this, oh, my God.
Well, we've got to do it. It's part of our job. So we'll do the best we can do. But I think once things do get back to normal, I pray for a vaccine daily. We come up with something like this, or somehow we can treat this.
Operation Warp Speed.
Yep. And that we are able to move forward with everything because we're going to be ready to go. And like I said, we're going to make sure we do it the safest way we can do it.
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head. The parents are going to dictate a lot of this. And I'm sure there are a lot of parents out there saying everything that we're doing is either okay and great, or it's too much overkill, or it's just not enough.
Right.
And somewhere they're going to fall into this category and figure out, are they tired? Are they tired of having these kids at home? Do they need to run some steam off of them? Well, the best thing to do is get them involved in a rec program.
That's correct.
All right. Well, Brown Simpson, thank you for all that you do. We look forward to hearing you on the radio again this fall doing high school football.
Yes, sir.
Which is going to happen, by golly.
You better believe it.
You better believe it. All right. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, Brown Simpson's going to lead us in the almighty chant here from Substation 2 as to how they make fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. 1, 2, 3, go.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
All right, have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.